Life is sweet. Let it sweep you off your feet.
Hi, you're listening to Find Your Joy. If you're looking for ways to thrive rather than survive in a world that can seem rather chaotic, you're in the right place. We will be sharing stories of our own as well as those from guests who have found ways to bring hope, healing, and freedom into places where trauma has impacted them. I'm Allie, author of The Art of Healing Trauma, and I'm here to remind you that life is sweet. Now, let's dive in and find ways to create our joy.
Hi, this is Allie and Find Your Joy, and I'm really, really happy that you are going to meet someone that I just think is incredibly special and wonderful and fabulous, and well, a whole bunch of other words could go on there. Tammy Scarlett, she is a best-selling author. We were co-authors in my first book. I'm not sure if it was yours. I forgot to ask you. Was it too? Oh, awesome. Okay, so we were co-authors together. She is the founder of the Women's Wellness Network. She's going to tell us all about that. Tammy is a gatherer of amazing women, and I've just been honored to be part of that little collection that she's been picking up along the way. She has done so many things. She's a cancer survivor. She has done so much work in volunteering with horses and therapeutic riding, and just it's endless, the list of not just the things that you've done professionally, not that that's not enough, but the way that you serve the communities that you're involved in is pretty darn spectacular. Hi, Tammy, welcome.
Hi, Allie. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy that you're here today. You know what? I'm sort of like, my head is spinning because there's so many things I want to ask you about. So where to start? I think we could start and possibly even finish on Women's Wellness Network, because that's something that's relatively new that you've been doing. You've founded this organization. Why don't you tell us a little bit about it? Because there could be some wonderful women out there that might be interested in this as well.
Definitely, yes. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. The Women's Wellness Network is super new. It's a week and a half old, maybe.
Yeah, it's been around forever all of a sudden. I guess because so many of us have been connected with you that it sort of doesn't feel new, maybe.
Yeah, it just kind of flows, to us. Rolls,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've
so
been stalking you already.
I think that's good.
Yeah, sure.
Well, it's a network for healers and for those who are healing. So it's a place where they can gather, they can come together, and they can like figure out their journeys together, right? We have so much to offer each other, whether it's a practice, whether it's just a story, whether it's some kind of inspiration, whatever it is, there's so many things that we can do to help each other and lift each other up. So I wanted to make a place, because when I was going through my challenges, there was nowhere to go. And I was afraid to even like start looking, because, you know, well, the cancer agency, for instance, says, don't go Google stuff and don't look up things because, you know, there's a lot of misinformation, which is true.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I wanted to make a place that had, you know, good resources and notable people even, and people that are regular humans that have gone through their stuff and have a special, you know, a special way of presenting it, because people connect in a different way. Not everybody,
yes,
you know, speaks the same language, so to speak. It's just a place where people can get together and they can really, you know, exchange what they have. And I think that's, you know, the most important thing is, everybody has value and everybody has something to say. Everybody has a story. Everybody's been through things, and we all are still going through things. So even if, you know, you're not going through something today, it doesn't mean you won't be going through something next week or next year or know of somebody that is, right? So if we all are participating in some place like this and we know where to go, and I'm going to make some special little tabs and things, so it's easier for people to find certain things,
awesome.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, looking for breast cancer things, then it'll be easy to find, you know, that section. Or if you're looking for, you know, something on depression or just getting physically well, any of those kinds of things, I'm going to have like separate little sections eventually, where
Right,
we can all,
right.
yeah, where everybody can just know where to look, right? It's like you don't have to go through the whole group to find what you're looking for. And then we're going to have,
No,
what's
that's
that?
great.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have summits, like micro summits with people all get together and pool their stuff. We're going to have interviews, which we're already doing, and like round tables, and we'll have training. There'll be people who come on and give their, you know, their little half an hour of, you know, wellness, you know, a little specialty they might have.
Right. And then this is what's one of the things that, well, there's so many things that I love about this. First of all, that it's accessible, right? So those of us, which is pretty much all of us, I suppose, who have been through some medical things, and you're, like you said, first of all, I mean, there's lots of great information out in Google Land, and
oh, yes.
There's misinformation. So this little one-stop shop is, at minimum, people are accountable here. So it's, there's some sort of way that we can kind of, we know that there's no ill intent, whether you agree with what someone does or not, if that's your thing, or, you know, if that's what you want to do or not, but at least we know that we can trust that the people here are, their intentions and are honorable. So that's, I mean, that's a huge step. And then I, what the other, one of the things that I'm really enjoying is I'm seeing like a really integrative health. So people from like every walk of wellness, whether that's more of the holistic approach or allopathic or however it is, there's that's really, that's something I've been really noticing, that there's so much. And then that you're just inviting even people like me, like inviting people to come and share what they're doing, so we can kind of look through and go, oh, wow, that's interesting. And then again, people sharing their stories from who are pretty, you know, how would you, early on in their journey of healing, all the way, and then people sharing that. And it's just, I've been really enjoying it. Even if I don't chip in as much, I'm looking, I'm watching.
I think that's a good part about it, right? We can like sit on the sidelines. We can just be the cheerleaders. We can, you know, just observe. We don't have to have an interview. We don't have to participate. We don't even have to comment if we don't want to.
Yes.
I do recommend everybody invites their friends, their family, because you never know who's actually looking for something. Because I know personally, when I was going through everything at the beginning, I didn't want to speak to anybody. I was going through a divorce at the same time. I was having cancer, and I just shut out the world. I like turned into a little hermit, and I just needed to do everything on my own. And because I wasn't sure where to find anybody, or, you know, the internet wasn't as, you know, popular as it was then. This was in 2013. So, you know, things have changed a lot since then.
Right.
And just even being able to find the person that I, you know, that I can resonate with, that I understand what they're talking about, it made it like really difficult. And it was frustrating. And I don't, you know, you're suffering enough when you're going through crap. You don't want to suffer anymore, like trying to find help. You know, you go to your doctor, you go to your therapist or whoever you see, and, you know, they give you what they give you. It's their textbook. It's their, you know, this is what we do. And generally nowadays, they just give you medication of some sort and send you on your way. And what about the other parts, right? The human parts.
Yeah. And like you said, I mean, so many doctors, they don't even have, I mean, not taking away from them. And my gosh, that's quite the thing that they have to be doing. But it's just finding ways to, they don't have the time for that. They don't, you know, there's all of these things that can be so difficult. But this group of women that I'm seeing that you're collecting and gathering together, there's so much sharing. And like you said, my gosh, I mean, facing a cancer diagnosis at the same time as a divorce. Yeah. I mean, those are like, if I had to think, what would be the two worst things that I would want to do at the same time, or even just individually? Those would be pretty high up there. I mean, look at you shine now.
Well, thank you. I feel glowing. Like I feel healthy. I feel vibrant. I feel alive. Like my healing journey is, you know, I'm still on it. I'm not saying I'm completely 100% or anything, but the steps and the progress that I've made are insane because I, you know, I didn't mention this part. After the breast cancer, after the divorce, after the reconstruction, it all fell apart and I had to have my implants removed. Oh. So I was poisoned from the rupture of the capsule. So the stuff all flowed into my body and had to have the reconstruction undone. And so that presents a whole new level of things, right? Now I'm flat. I'm, you know, I'm a woman who's divorced and, you know, my body's all weird and, and at the time, you know, of course, right. I didn't have hair before and now I have lots of hair again.
Gorgeous hair. Yes. Yes.
Which,
but yes, bald and divorced and new divorce and that going all sideways for your reconstruction, that would be, so that's going to be a challenge to find your beauty.
A little bit. It really was. And I really discovered that I needed to get honest with myself. I needed to be able to look in the mirror and love myself because this is all I had, right? This is who I am. I don't have another body. I can't just jump into something else.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to take it with me. And if I love it, it's going to improve. And if I am hard on it and unhappy with it and, you know, look down upon it, then it's just going to continue to spiral down and I won't have anything. I'll be vehicle-less in this world.
No, well, and it's true. I mean, like, it's, of course, like, I'm looking at you and I only see beauty, but I'm, first of all, a human, and secondly, a female human. And I mean, women in general, I mean, stretch marks, cellulite, you know, a little bit too skinny, a little bit too fat, a little bit too, I mean, we can just be so unkind to ourselves and other women. And so I just think that at that time there must been something happening in you. Like you said, you had to take a real look at yourself and just go, I'm beautiful and I love me.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And if I can't love myself, well, nobody else is going to either. You know, in the mind.
In
you know?
Your mind, I get it.
Yeah, so yeah, I really worked hard with that and put my foot to my ass. Like, you're not giving up, you're not quitting, and you're gonna do the best that you can do, and that's all you can do. So go and do it. So I'm doing it.
You are doing it, and so I mean, this has been. Did you say 2013?
Yeah, that's when I was going through cancer.
Okay, so now we're at 11 years post, so in the thriving, not just surviving stages of things. And so there was all of that time where you're trying to sort it out, and you had kids at this time, and you're like, I mean, it's a lot of stuff.
Should we mention the other things? Like when I fell off the bike and broke my ribs right after my reconstruction, when I fell down the stairs and displaced my sternum, right before about a year before the rupture happened. So it's like things upon things upon things.
Yeah.
So that was really the key. Like, I need to stop this cycle. I need to stop this pattern of things that are happening because it seemed to be that way. Like, I wasn't living in my body. I wasn't present in my body. And it was very numb. And yeah, things just kept happening. So I needed to re-inhabit.
Re-inhabit. That's, I love re-inhabit. You needed to like re-inhabit your own space, your own body. Like all of those things I think so many people, I can certainly relate to that. So many people can relate to that, whatever it is, whether it doesn't matter, because even probably, I don't really know who, but the most, what we would think of as a perfect person or woman or whatever, she probably has to re-inhabit. Like, it just seems to be part of the way that society works, that what we're fed, and men get their own fair share of it. I'm just speaking towards the stuff that women go through, but men certainly go through, like, don't, you know, don't be a man. You're not being a man. You're not, I mean, the crap that gets put on men is disgusting. Honestly, like, I'm just,
it
like,
totally,
oh my
is.
Gosh. And, but looking at the woman's side now, it does tend to really be about our bodies. And so now you're re-inhabiting, I love that word, re-inhabiting your body. And what are some of the first things that once you started to really know that you were re-inhabiting your body? Oh my gosh, I just love that. I'm going to be using that. I'm going to write that down. Just taking possession back.
Yeah, it's like you moved out. This is your home, and I moved out. I was just a thinking, going with the system, going with the programming, right? Not really living. I was just existing. I wasn't living.
Right.
So yeah, getting back into myself, it was a whole bunch of things, like noticing physicalness first, like I had neuropathy in my feet from chemo,
Right.
and yeah, and then the chemo brain too, right? Like, so at both ends I was like disconnected, and all the things that were in between too. So the first thing I really started to work on was my feet, because I'd fallen down, like I said, I'd fallen down the stairs and displaced my sternum, which is not a very fun thing.
I'm just, I just, I'm certainly not laughing because I'm thinking it's funny. I'm just thinking, what can else could
Horrifying.
go wrong? Oh my
Oh,
gosh.
I know this is, I needed to stop it, right? Because it was,
Yeah.
that's, I could see it was not going to stop unless I did something. I needed to like really take action. So I really
Yeah.
worked on my feet at the beginning, because when I'd fallen down the stairs, I couldn't feel them. They were
Yeah.
like numb, right? They were just numb. My feet were cold. I didn't notice. And I slipped on the carpet and, went down. So, okay, I got to fix my feet so if I can feel my feet, I can feel the ground, I can be grounded, I can, at least do that part, right? Like
Yes.
feel that part, because I don't remember the last time I had actually been grounded prior. So this was, I guess, the end of 2017, beginning of 2018, I really was working on that physicalness, like even just the balance of my body. I'll tell you some more stuff. Your head's gonna spin off. When I was 14, I had an accident on a horse. I was thrown into a telephone pole, so my ribs are like out of whack.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're out of whack, and then so my whole body's a little off kilter, right? And then when I fell in Peru and broke my ribs in 2015, 15, 14. 14, 2014. It was like, okay, if you can't get yourself square, because, like I'm off balance, I'm off, everything's not set straight. So I really worked on that, like doing yoga and things like that too, but just making my own little program and standing on my feet and just closing my eyes and like trying to. I know you had vertigo. I've had vertigo also. I won't
It's
tell
so
you
much
about
fun.
that. No, it's totally not.
I know.
Right? It's totally
Yeah,
not.
it's awful.
So I don't have that anymore, thankfully. But noticing that when I closed my eyes, I could feel when I was not straight, and I'd stand in front of the mirror and I'd look at myself and I'd be like, oh yeah, you're like wonky. So I worked on trying to get just physicality back into my feet so I could
Right.
stand up straight and stand up tall and then go from there. Right? There's like, I worked with
All
the
part of
chakra
inhabiting,
system.
re-inhabiting your body,
Yes.
all of
And
this.
start from the ground up is totally how I
Yes.
did it. I started with my root chakra and worked, all the way up to my ground chakra. And that's where I am. I'm actually working on my eighth currently.
Oh my gosh. So, where to start? How do I unpack this? So you, all of these things happen. Now you've decided to re-inhabit your body and you're starting to feel grounded again and you're doing all this. And so where did it start to turn for you? Where it start was, so now you're grounded, you're working on centering yourself and grounding and re-inhabiting your body. And where did it start to open up for you that you saw, okay, I've recognized what was going on that was not serving my best interest. I've made the changes that I as I can at this point. And then when did it start to open up for you? Like what were some of the things you first started to notice?
Well, I guess I really started to work on my own traumas because I couldn't move past my root chakra without that.
Right.
And, I went to school. That's when I started doing integrative energy healing. So that really helped me, with the different aspects of that and unpacking the trauma because there's so much of it, right? And I definitely don't believe in spiritual bypassing. I think, there's a lot of easy ways. They're not easy either, but there's ways that you can like trick your brain and manipulate yourself to think you're healed, but you're still going to get triggered and that chemistry is still going to flow through your body.
Yes.
So when I really wanted to work on self-mastery, that was like that's my goal, that's my thing. I'm like, okay, I can focus on that and then I'll get there. Like eventually I know I'm going to get there. Like
Right.
I just put that in my brain. I'm going to get there. So doing that, I'm like, oh, well, I need to be aware for that. So awareness is definitely the first key, right? Like you have to know when you're being triggered. You have to know when
Right.
you're not feeling good inside your body. And when I started to not push away the numbness and the uncomfortable feelings and just accepted them as they were and just allowed them to be and realized what they were and what they were coming from, then I was able to change it. Then it could transform into something else, right? Then you can forgive, you can heal, you can grow, but you have to have
Right.
that awareness first.
Right. And so the awareness that at first can bring some challenges, becoming aware that things aren't where they need to be. And then as you become aware that they are where they needed to be, how did that start to feel for you when you first started
Oh
to
my,
feel that freedom or
so good,
yeah.
so incredible. Yeah, incredible. Like, it's hard to heal if you can't sleep,
Right.
right? I mean, that's just the thing. We heal when we sleep. So I noticed I was like awake a lot and I was just, what am I thinking of? What am I ruminating on here? What is stressing me out? And once I put those into perspective of what they actually meant, or, like ha not having an income. That was a big fear. Oh,
Yes.
okay. Well, I'm not living out on the street. I still can eat. I have people who are supporting me and helping me. So I don't have to worry about that. I'm not going to worry about that because it's not worry does no good, right? It just increases
No,
your crappy
exactly.
chemistry.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. So at what point did you start to move into, is this all at the same time you're taking the integrative energy healing courses and things like that? Did that, those were sort of all as you started to re-inhabit your own body and started to ground and then you started to explore a little bit more about, did you take those courses at first for yourself or for others or a bit of both right from the
Both.
start?
Yeah,
Right.
both. Yes. Because when I was right from the very beginning, when I had cancer, when I was going through treatments, when I was sitting in the chair there, I'm like, okay, I'm sitting in this chair, but I'm going to be on that side. I'm going to come back and I'm going to help. I see these nurses, they're running around like crazy people. Of course, all the whole medical system, everybody's taxed
Yes.
and stressed and all that stuff,
Yes.
right? So I'm
Yes.
like, if I can come back and help them and also maybe just be an encouragement for other people because they see, well, I'm doing okay, then that's what I'll do. So that's what I did. And I right away I'm like, okay, I see that there's this missing in the system and this needs to be addressed. And oh, maybe this could be done better, or maybe we could add this kind of program. And when I came back and did the volunteering afterwards, they did have a relaxation group, like a therapy group, which
Yeah.
I thought was phenomenal. And I didn't know about it when I was going through. So whether it was brand new or they just didn't talk about it, I don't know. But I thought, this is the kind of thing that I want to be doing for people. So, it was a little bit of hands-on thing. There was some, one of the nurses' daughters was doing the therapeutic touch. So that was my first little, okay, let me go and check this energy
Oh,
thing, right? I want to know what this is
yes.
about. And then from there, I'm like, okay, I want to go take this course. And then just the way I went.
That's beautiful. So you started with therapeutic touch.
Yes.
That's a beautiful, yeah, that's wonderful. And so the integrative energetic healing, what exactly, like, is that the name of the course, or is that?
Advanced Integrative Energy Healing is, yes, it's a certification, and it used to be at Langara. It was a, sorry, my hair is like sticking to me. I think it's a electricity in the air from
That's right.
the
Yeah.
storm. Sorry, now I lost my train of thought.
Langara College, the course that you were
Oh,
taking.
yes. So, yeah, they put through a few cohorts, and there was a few people that had, quite a few people that had graduated over a few years, and the course was developed by ex emergency room nurse and some other kind of nurse. Maybe she was like the union person or something. I don't know. But they came together and they made this course. And it was set up so that people could come from all over the world to do it. So that's, we would go there, we would do like say 4 days of intense classes and then go back for, go back home for a month and a half and then go back and do another intense session.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, which was awesome. But when COVID came, because it's like one, it's one of those programs that it's not being a nurse. So, the bottom things have to go, right? Even though I believe nowadays, here we are, when was I taking that? 2017 was when I was taking it, 2016, 17. And things have changed a lot even since then. Like we were saying, right? We noticed that people are looking for other ways and other methods, and
Yes.
I think it would be very valuable now. But they closed the program when COVID came because the nurses who were,
Oh,
involved, instructors and
yes.
things, they had to go find other jobs.
Yes,
So the
there's.
course closed. Yeah, so it's really kind of, well, it's a little bit frustrating and sad for me because I didn't get to actually complete at the very end of it,
Right.
and get certified. But that's okay because, maybe that's not what I was actually supposed to do. I'm supposed to be doing this instead.
Exactly. And you have the information, which is really, that's, yeah, that's, and I see a lot of times now there's in hospitals, in a lot of different healthcare places that they are much, they're very open to integrative health now and understanding. Well, I want to say not that I'm not suggesting that they didn't understand before, but I think the world is open now for us to talk about it. So
Sure.
certainly doctors and nurses, if anybody was seeing how energy worked in the body, I'm pretty sure those people were seeing it long before most of us were seeing it. I mean, my mom was an RN and she taught me more about this stuff than anybody, and the power of how we think and walking into a room and how you address people and how you would treat people. In fact, my mom had the greatest stories. She was such a good nurse. Oh, I can remember her last 17 years were in mental health. And one of my, well, I have so many favorite my mom stories. A couple of things I just do, but one thing was a person required sedation and they were fighting that. And
Oh.
this is back when this is in a mental health hospital. And so things could, if a person was escalating, then there would be chemical restraints forcibly put onto them. And my mom came into the room and she's telling me the story that she came in and she said, get back for a minute. And so she walked in by herself, a very small woman, right? She's like 5'2". And
Oh.
there's this man escalating. Right. She walked in and sat beside him and said, "Hi, look, if it would be okay with you, they're going to come and they're going to give you this medication. That's going to happen. But if it would be okay with you, I could give it to you if you would allow me. And then nobody has to hold you down. Nobody has to do anything. We could just give it to you. I could do it if you would feel okay about that." And he let her. And my mom, was very convinced that it was, if that had been, the first, if that had been the first way that had been gone about. And the other thing that my mom taught me that was really amazing was with some of the female patients that were in acute mental health situations. They would be in the hospital for a certain amount of time. And when they were getting ready to go out, sometimes their families were not supportive. For whatever reason. And so my mom, females only, would bring some of them home to our home on the weekend when they were getting ready to start to be allowed out on weekends so that they could prepare. And my mom sat us down. She was a single mom, five kids, sat us down and asked if this would be okay. And she just said, look, right now they're mental patients. And if they don't get out of there and be around just, you know, a normal family life, however normal we were, that's what they will remain. They will always be that if we don't help them. And so we say, okay. And that was often, and, you know, years, you know, decades later, some of these women were still coming around visiting us. You know, they were out and now married and living their lives and stuff like that. But so I learned from the best, right? I learned from that, how we think and how we treat each other, how we speak, how things work, exactly, basically what you're talking about with these with therapeutic touch and energetic healing and all of that is, and the mindset that you're talking about, giving yourself the kick in the butt, is, I think it's all that same kind of thing. I'm just was really, really, really blessed to have been raised by someone who, even though I didn't really, I don't know how much I appreciated it at the time. Now I get how incredibly blessed I was.
Right.
At the time, I was probably just a rotten little teenager, but anyway.
Weren't we all?
Yeah. I was going to say, not that all teenagers are rotten, but I can tell you I was a bit of a shenanigator.
Yeah, probably me too.
Yeah. So you started doing this, and I was looking, like, you did things with horses. So did you grow up around horses? What's the horse story? Tell me the horse story.
Well, it's really fun because I'm actually right now I'm living on a horse rescue farm, which is amazing, right?
Oh yeah. My goodness.
I know, I can see them. They're like right out there. Like sometimes we have what we call a yard horse. He's actually standing over there at the barn, at the hay bale. He just wanders around the yard. He's not in the fence. He's like a dog.
Oh, my goodness.
They're like super special animals, right? They have like...
They are.
Yeah, some other kind of capacity. So anyways, my story started when I was younger. I used to ride horses. One of our teachers had a couple of horses, and she would let my friend and I ride them. And I rode the smaller one, and she rode the wild one. And one day we decided she wasn't going to go for a ride, but I was going to take a different friend. And we took the wild one. Well, it was all fine. She was a little bit bigger. She was an Arabian. So we were just little skinny teenage girls then. We were like 95 pounds soaking wet. And we're heading back home. And I don't know, you know, animals know when you're getting close to home, right? So she just decided to bolt and ran us up between a ditch and a telephone pole, and she like scooted around it because there was a fence there, and we went flying into the telephone pole, and that was a bit of a trauma. You know, broken ribs, punctured lungs, that kind of stuff, but that was it, nothing else major. And after that I did not go on horses. I was deathly afraid, and I was never going to get back on a horse. Fast forward a few years, when I was 40, I think I was around 40, and I thought, well, if I'm ever going to get back on a horse, I should probably think about doing it now, because I will mend it better if I fall off now and break something. So that was in my mind, though, even, right? I'm like, but I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to do it anyways. So I went and I took a couple lessons, and where I was taking lessons is in Maple Ridge. You know Maple Ridge?
I sure do.
Yeah,
I grew up in Coquitlam.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I lived in Mission. So I grew up in Mission. And there's a therapeutic riding center there, right beside it. And I just kind of was intrigued and, you know, checking it out when I'm there. And the therapist because there's a therapist, because it's actual like therapy. She's like, you want to come and help? I'm like, okay, well, sure. Like, I'll clean the stalls or whatever, like that kind of stuff. Just be around the horses, which I did maybe for 2 weeks. And then she's like, do you want to come and help? I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, come and help me. I'm like, okay, awesome. Let me do that. So I volunteered like 70, 75 hours doing that with her. And she's like, I think you should do this for a living. You should come and be a therapist with me and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, oh, I don't know if this is actually what I want to do. I don't know what I want to do. Just wait a second. And I freaked out, right?
Yeah.
So then I started taking other more lessons, but in Abbotsford. And there is a rescue in Abbotsford that I thought, okay, well, I'm not going to go to the other place in Maple Ridge because now I'm going here. Mm-hmm. So I went to a horse rescue there. And Circle F, I believe it's called. I think it's still working. And helped with the horses there and even got on a couple times. And this is when I decided I was cured. I got on this horse who'd come in as a rescue, and she was not a very nice horse, but I didn't know that. And she was trying to buck me off. And I managed to stay on. And I was just like, okay, I just like did a buck and bronco thing here. I'm good. I can ride like a casual horse now. I'm not going to be afraid. So after that, then I went and started working at the stables. I was the barn manager. I did trail rides. It was awesome. And then it kind of just finished. And I was like complete in that journey. I'm like, okay, I think I don't need to do this anymore. And I moved on.
Right. But it was so good when it happened.
Oh, it was, yeah, and such healing, right? Because being like having the accident and that the friend that I had ridden with normally, who rode the crazy horse,
yes,
she actually ended up being killed when she was 17,
oh.
when we were 17. So, yeah, so that was also a little bit of a thing, right? I was connected, the horses connected my brain to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, so having the courage and the, letting that go, because sometimes living in yucky feelings is comforting in a way, right?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, I just decided I needed to let that go too and just really start enjoying them because they're amazing beasts.
They are. I've in my life I've had horses and they always just remind me of dogs. They have the personality of a, to me, they have the personality of a dog. I mean, they're big and powerful. But they so much have a personality of a dog.
Yeah. Right. Today they're out there playing the dogs, two dogs and I don't know how many of the horses, one pony and maybe three other horses. They were all like running around together and jumping and kicking and probably farting, having a blast.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, they're so lovely. Oh, that's just wonderful. So if we could, I just wanted to get back before I don't want to head out or anything without making sure we got back a little bit. So you have a few things that you do. You have Contemplation Station.
Correct.
Which, do you want to just tell us a little bit about how that works and what Contemplation State, Contemplation State, Conjunction Junction, that's what it was reminding me of.
What's your function?
What's
I
your
remember
function?
That from Saturday morning cartoons.
Yeah, Contemplation Station.
That's awesome. Oh my goodness. Okay, so yeah, Contemplation Station, because I realized like it was starting to be a practice, right? It was one of the things that I helped heal my trauma. I just thought I'm just going to do a little contemplation every day, whatever it was. And I started off with lesson cards. Actually, no, I think I started off with a book. I started off with a book that had, I think it's called Angels to Oranges, I think. And every day it had like the letter A and then it would have a little thing. So then I'd read that and I'd think about that. And then I finished the book. I'm like, okay, well, I could just do it with any old book, right? Open it up, look at it, point a finger, figure out what the sentence is and what it means or what it could mean.
Yeah.
And then I thought, oh, I'm going to get some of those cards. So I got like, you know, those, they're like Oracle cards sort of,
yes,
but they're lesson
yes.
cards.
Yes.
And they just had like trigger words on them, grief, love, peace, like that kind of thing. So every day I would just pull one and then, you know, it comes with a little book, you read the thing. And then I would think about it all day long. And it would be a really awesome thing to remind myself, right? Like in that awareness, like learning awareness, when I notice I'm starting to think about who knows what, you know, your brain gets all crazy sometimes, then I'd be like, oh, wait a second. Right. I was thinking about this today.
That's so right. Bring me back.
Yes. So then I just thought, okay, I can just do this every day. So I do it. I've been doing it every day for, oh geez, like 5 years probably.
Oh,
and
that's
use all different kinds. Like there's so many different kinds of cards now to play with and look
yes.
at. And, you know, and there was a bit of a taboo around, I think, like tarot and that kind of stuff. But, you know, I'm not using it as telling the future, whatever, trying to get anything like that. It's just, what does it mean to me? And what kind of story can I make from it? And with that story, how can I integrate it into myself? How can I, you know, is there something I'm not dealing with? Because, you know, it's like a little pointer that says, hey, look over here.
Yeah, I think a lot of times those cards, when I look at different cards, I don't, you know, people have all kinds of beliefs about all kinds of things. But I know for myself, when I look at certain cards like that, that may, some people might use them a different way. But I look at them and I just, someone gave me some cards. Oh, I've got to find, where did I put them? Where did I put those? But they were of the Baha'i faith.
Okay.
And they were these beautiful daily inspiration. And it was just inspirational cards. And I didn't have to be any belief structure. It was just positive, you know, whether it's something that's, you know, whether it's something from the Bible or from, or just some inspirational thing for me, it's what I do with it more than anything else. It's how do I allow that into me, and what does it inspire from me? I like things like that. And when I remember, so I'm listening to you now and I'm going, hey, I haven't done that for a while.
Well, see, that's another reason why I put the contemplation station online.
Yes.
Because then everybody can come there every day and there's something for you to think about. And right now I'm going through a workbook that I created, which is just basic questions that you never would think would be a healing modality or anything like that. Like, you know, one of the things is, where have you been? That's one we're on today. Moving, you know, where have you lived? How many different times have you moved? You know, because these can bring up big triggers, even though they're like
absolutely
such a small little question, or your name even, right? How do you feel about your name? Maybe you don't like it. Maybe you were named after some aunt who was a real witch or something, right? Right? So even our own little personal things that we never think about, make who we are. And so it's fun
just
to contemplate
about
on
that. Right. If there was somebody, yes, if you were named after someone who was unkind to you, I'm pretty sure you'd want to, that a lot of us would maybe consider changing our name, or at least changing the meaning of that name to ourselves. At least something, something would probably need to shift in that in order for that to really work out for us. Right. Like so people can, how do they find the contemplation station? Is that an actual website? I will make sure that it's in the show notes.
It's a Facebook group.
Right. Okay. So it's a Facebook group and people can, they can come and ask to join to that.
Yes. It's actually called Contemplation Station TV.
Okay. I know, cause I'm part of it, but I have to make sure everybody knows. Tricky.
Slide that in there. Nobody noticed.
So you've got the Contemplation Station TV that people can come and they can join and they can do daily meditations and questions and having things that can help them to process different things. And then they can come to the Women's Wellness Network and they can join that and they can tell their story and they can hear other people's stories. They can ask questions. They can seek out whatever it is that they might seek out. And as this collaboration and network of women grows, of their entrepreneurs and their healers and their people on all walks of life and their journey, but it's a safe place for women.
Yes.
That's what the
container is for women.
The container is for women. Yeah. Well, I've been enjoying it. I found it to be really interesting, and finding all kinds of amazing women that are there, and listening to their stories, and I've been it's I found it very helpful, and people can come and connect there, and that's the thing. So, if this isn't your thing, just wait a minute, because there's going to be somebody that's going to be do or put out what is your thing. So put it out there. Hey, does anybody,
Exactly.
does anybody do this, or does anybody have any information or know where I might find that? That's what I'm finding is really good about that, is that people are so kind to share the information.
Yes, definitely. Well, I mean, everybody has a little nugget, right? Everybody's got some kind of gold that they can share. And the more people that want to come on there and tell their stories and be an actual participant, the better, right? Because then there's
Yes.
more for people to look at. More for people to
Exactly.
understand, but definitely the connection, like the interviews we do, like we did one with you, right? Like people can
Yeah.
see you, they see your heart, they see how you react, they see how you speak and the tones and all the things, right? And I
Yeah.
think that's what helps people to really know, I guess, intuitively that, oh, that person can help
I
me.
can, yeah, and that's a good thing to remember too, right? Is that there could be one person, and there could be three different people coming to for a practitioner of some sort, and it doesn't mean when we get to see the interviews and hear people talk a little bit, and just even see what they post or something like that, you get an idea if you feel like you could connect with that person. Because it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with that person just because I feel like I can't connect to them. It just might be I don't feel that click, right? That's just how that goes. Not everybody's going to feel the click with me. Hard to imagine, but so if it's not me, that's okay. Go find somebody who is. I'm not taking this personally. And it's the same with I.
Absolutely.
So that's what's really good about this, is that people can kind of feel like, oh, do I, especially depending on certain parts of the journey, it can be scary.
Oh,
And
definitely.
it's hard to trust, and it's hard to know who to reach out to, and it's easy to not feel safe anywhere. And so it's just good to find a place where, I say to people, if I'm not the person for you, I will either you go or and find your own, or I would help you, because I it's not I've done nothing wrong to you. So it's just, if you don't feel connected to me, that's okay. That's
Yeah.
there's no need to apologize or worry about that. It's more important that the person gets connected with someone that they can feel comfortable and safe and completely be open with, and all of that, whoever that might be. And that's one of the other things that's really good about the interviews and the conversations that happen within the Women's Wellness Network, is that people can get an idea about that.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's almost like flipping through a video of Yellow Pages. Sort
That's
of.
a really good way to put it, right?
Yeah.
It's sort of like, like nowadays when people go to get a doctor, although so many people can't, but they do little interviews with them, right? And
Yep.
so this is sort of like a pre thing. You wouldn't even need the interview so much, because you're already getting to do this little thing. You're already getting to kind of just watch how they are, just their way of being. And if you feel like that suits you. I've had times in my life where I needed someone that was super gentle with me. And then I've had times in my life when I've needed someone that could really give me a push. It was both me, and both people were great, but at different times I needed the different person. So it's yeah, it's that I really appreciate how you're doing this, and how you're inviting people in, and
Well, we want to keep it as everything complimentary as possible, right? Like people are going to come on there and they're going to have some offerings and things like that. Yeah, if you want to go and by all means, try it, go for it, do it. Like we
yes.
encourage people to, go and if you need the help and you resonate with that person, definitely connect with them. Like
Yes,
there's.
it's such a it is good, because it's all right for someone to say, this is what I offer. And okay. But then they are often offering something just as a gift too to the
Yes.
group, which is, so both are good.
Yes.
It's a really, I really appreciate exactly how that's working. So before we close up or anything here today, is there anything that we haven't talked about that you'd like to share? Is there anything that, just anything at all that maybe we haven't touched on that is, might be helpful to someone else, or just that you would like people to know about you and about what you do and about your practice?
Well, I do have a practice. I've, created my own course. It's an extensive course. It's the whole healing journey.
Yes.
Right from the workbook that's on Contemplation Station right now.
Yeah.
Right from that, and I've tried to make it so it's just for the individual to work on themselves by themselves. They don't need a practitioner. They don't need anybody else to help them. But obviously, there's we're there to guide. But the format of it is here, take it, do it in your own time, take what you need, leave the rest, right? And I think, whoever's going to come to me, great, like, awesome. But I know there are so many people out there because I used those people myself. I found so many healers and modalities, and, I went through the whole range, right from allopathic to shaman. Like, I went through everything I
Yes.
needed to know, and I needed to know what would work for me. So I know that there's this broad spectrum, this, whole healing circle of things. And, maybe the shaman's over here and the actual allopathic doctor's here. And maybe down here we have a breathwork coach. And maybe over here we have a meditation teacher and all the things, right? Reiki and massage therapy and all the things. There's so
yes,
many
there's
things.
So many things. There's
Yeah.
So many things.
There are so many things. And I think a lot of people are afraid, I don't know what that's about. So that's what I want to do. I wanted to be able to bring things forward. So here, this is what it is. This is what it looks like. Do you like it? If
Yes.
you like it, great. If you don't, that's okay. I have something else.
Yes, yes. Oh, that's beautiful. So there we go. If you don't see what you're looking for right there, just keep looking around because it's going to be here. It's going to be here.
Definitely.
Oh my gosh. Oh, Tammy, thank you so much. I so appreciate just your time and who you are and your heart for building community is, I really appreciate that a lot. I'm someone who loves community. And when I see someone that takes the time and makes the effort to build such a beautiful, welcoming, healing space, I just really appreciate that. I wish
Well,
you all
thank you.
success. All of
Thank
us.
you.
Yeah.
Yes, right? That's the thing. It's for all of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Ellie.
Oh, thanks so much for being here. And for listeners, in the show notes will be all the ways that you can get a hold of Tammy and check out her Contemplation Station TV. Check out the Women's Wellness Network. You can go and find all of the things that Tammy's involved in. And for today, I just want to thank you for coming out and for listening, for being a part of this day with us. It's just, we really appreciate your time. Take good care, know that you're loved, and find your joy. Thanks so much for joining me today. If you found a piece of your joy in this episode, I would love to hear about what came up for you so that we can continue to grow the impact of this show. Thanks again. See you soon. And remember, find your joy.